All right, give me 7 minutes. I give you the world of football, and then we return to the phones and the conversation of the day. Music, no nonsense.
Mike, NFL season starting up in less than 2 weeks. And I think this is right in your wheelhouse. Let's talk NFL MVP odds. According to FanDuel.
All right, I'll listen. Go ahead.
NFL MVP, guys, it's kind of like the Heisman Trophy. It's
popularity.
And it's only for really one position. Just to put things in perspective, you know who is the only non-quarterback with the best odds?
CMC?
Yes. At plus 5,000. That goes with Caleb Williams and Kyler Murray, just to put things in perspective. All right. Next up, you have Anthony Richardson, quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. No, I'm going from lowest. I haven't gotten to the best odds yet.
The list?
Oh, no. Anthony Richardson at plus 3,500.
Look, before you laugh at it, remember, there was a time last year where C.J. Stroud, you could have got plus 5,000. And there was a conversation headed late into the year. I stand by it. He should have won the MVP last year. He took a team that was picking number two overall, guided him to the playoffs, lit up the scoreboard. Oh, and by the way, won a playoff game. Yeah. If Anthony Richardson turns into Lamar 2019, 1,200 yards on the ground, you know, 3,000 yards in the air, the Colts become a playoff team, it's not out of the realm of possibility. I wouldn't go there, but I just don't want, you know, don't make fun of it.
I'm sorry, I have to make fun of it.
All right.
I do. I just don't see it this year. Second year, sure. Not this year. I'm sorry.
All right. Next comes, it'll be four quarterbacks at plus 3,000.
All right. Go through all four. I'll tell you who I like best.
Can I guess one? I think Justin Herbert will be there.
Justin Herbert is there, David.
They're gonna run the ball way too much.
You want to take any more guess?
Just name them.
I'm good now.
Matthew Stafford. Quarterback, Los Angeles Rams.
Keep going.
Kirk Cousins, Atlanta Falcons, and Trevor Lawrence, Jacksonville Jaguars.
You ready? Matthew Stafford.
Oh.
When you look at the Rams, think about this. I've already said I think the Niners are showing some cracks in the foundation. If Stafford's able to get the Rams to a division title, they added two new guards. They added Blake Corum to go with Kyron Williams. They have the receivers. They drafted guys like, Jared Verse and Frisky.
Yeah, the teammates.
Fisk, the kid from Florida State as well, by way of Purdue, I believe, or Western. Look, I could see a pathway because Stafford is an established name. He's on national commercials now. And if they unseat the Niners, there would be a pathway there. I'd say Stafford of those four.
See, I guess that is the better story, but I was leaning Kirk Cousins. Because if they take control of that NFC South and they throw the ball all over the field and it looks right the way it should have been.
How about you just run an offense the way an offense is supposed to be run?
That's what I'm saying. And then it looks like
that. I
mean,
the bar is low in Atlanta. All right. The next two are tied at plus 2,500. Who would you take between Jared Goff and Aaron Rodgers?
Wow. Okay. I know... I would say Goff, but in the popularity contest of this award, the fact that he plays for a New York team, the fact that it's the Jets, the fact that it's Aaron Rodgers, I'll say Rodgers. But my man Goff deserves it. Damn it.
It's New York. I'm sorry. It will always overtake a Detroit quarterback.
Tua Tagovailoa or Dak Prescott, both coming in at plus 2,000.
Neither. Light your money on fire. I don't think the Dolphins make the playoffs, and I'm not sure Dallas does either.
Well, that's why I would take Dak, because if he's there for MVP, that means he took them over the top, and he won the NFC East. So, yeah, Dak.
The next four, not exactly the same odds, but one is at 1,600, one is at 1,500, and two are at 1,400. We'll just lump them together. Brock Purdy, plus 1,600, Lamar, plus 15, and Jordan Love and Jalen Hurts, plus 1,400.
Jordan Love, again, has potential to put up the gaudy numbers if they unseat the Lions. He also plays for Blue Magic, a brand name, the Green Bay Packers, and he has a pretty exciting style of play. I'd say Jordan Love.
Bold statement. I don't think Lamar gets another MVP until he does something in the playoffs. I think they will never vote him MVP again.
But see, at that point, the voting's done. Like this year, they thought.
I know, but what I'm saying is he has to do it. And then the next year,
they'll say,
you're back in this now.
I got you. All right. No love for Brock Purdy. Okay.
None.
I realize. Okay.
None.
All right. I'm the Republican on CNN. All right. Joe Burrow, CJ Stroud, each plus 1,000.
Stroud. You know what? No. Burrow. The comeback player of the year thing. He's a huge figure in the league. Has been to a Super Bowl. Rise from the ashes. Burrow.
I'll lean Stroud.
Okay.
I don't want to see Burrow succeed. I'm sorry.
Well, the next one, he's all by himself at plus 800. David, some have said he's a Cowboy.
Josh Allen.
Look, he's gonna put that team on his back. The receiver room, all left in free agency. It's Shakir, the kid from Boise. It's Keon Coleman. It's Curtis Samuel, Dalton Kincaid. They have a tandem of running backs with Cook and Ray Davis, but the reality is you could see a lot of Josh Allen running the football this year. It's plausible. It doesn't matter if I like the guy or not. Yeah, it's not crazy. He will put up some gaudy numbers, and if he drags the Bills to a division championship?
That's what I was about to say. Based on what you said earlier, Mike, about Tua and the Dolphins not winning it, somebody has to win that
division. And the Patriots might be the worst team in football.
Thank you. So if they do it, yeah.
He goes head-to-head with the Jets, and he drags this Bills team. Oh, by the way, Matt Milano's dead. No pass rush. Both safeties left in free agency. Josh Allen would be elevated with his Cowboy hat to be the MVP.
Okay. And is this all just we're just doing this because we have to, because it's Patrick Mahomes sitting there at plus 450? It's his world. We're all living in it. He got disrespected last year, only went back-to-back Super Bowls. And now, you know, when you look and see that David Juju is back.
Oh, thank God. That makes all the difference.
It just may for them. He ate the middle up when he was there that time. So, yeah.
So is this just Patrick Mahomes' world and we're all living in it? He's there at plus 450.
I wouldn't do it, but I totally understand what you're saying. I mean,
if you were ever going to do it, you need to just go ahead and put the money down now.
Yeah.
Because
then it just get better and better.
Correct. Because pretty soon it's going to be plus 150, plus 100. So if you are a Mahomes person, you want to go ahead and do that. No, by the way,
Daniel Jones.
You want Daniel Jones?
There's an infinity sign.
Let me see.
It's off the board. I'm
Daniel
kidding.
Jones, no. Plus 15,000.
Not nearly enough.
Right up there with a guy, Mike, CeeDee Lamb, who just signed his deal with the Cowboys.
How big?
I think he got a $38 million
second highest signing bonus.
Oh, my God. I thought you were saying 38 a year. I went
36 a year, I believe.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amon-Ra, the best value in the league.
Yeah, and John Lynch, the angriest GM. Like, I know we should have signed this contract with Ayuk. All right, we're done. All right, so there's your Vegas odds, 97-1.